All right, I'm back. All right, so this is going to be the last round here. Okay, where do you find the time to make sexy on Reddit with a husband and kids? Aren't you worried they'll walk in on you? So it's been nice. My husband's actually been gone for a little while, which has really been nice for, doing my Reddit stuff. I do it after the kids go to bed. I'm pretty limited to like the bedroom and the bathroom. Just because of logistics. But my husband's coming back now, which means things are gonna get trickier for doing my pictures, because I just won't have as much time alone. But when I do pictures, a lot of my pictures end up being in the bathroom, just because in the bathroom I can lock the door and say that mommy's doing her beauty routine, because I have my husband and my sons, and they don't speak beauty. They have no idea what my different like exfoliators and masks and creams are. So they just leave me alone when I do that stuff. So that's usually my best chance to do my pictures, unless I can get time home alone, and then that's when I can set up in the bedroom. Yeah, so there's that. As far as the audio, this is something that I really wanted to get into, just because that's a little bit easier for me to do. I go, I'm a Target addict, because I go and I get my pumpkin spice latte. Don't fucking judge me, they're delicious. I know I'm kind of like a basic bitch, but whatever. I need my pumpkin spice. Yeah, so going into town, going into Target, that's gonna be a great opportunity for me to do audio, because I can sit in the car and do audio. I love clothes shopping, so you're probably gonna be seeing some fitting room stuff from me. And then in my classroom, I have a private bathroom. I could, do stuff in there when I have no students whatsoever. So yes, I do worry they'll walk in on me. I was having a little play session last night, and then all of a sudden I heard my kids start to wake up. Wrapped it up real quick, and they were in before I could even, get all my clothes on. I was like, oh, fucking son of a bitch. They were fine. It was an earache, poor little kiddo. But yeah, that was, mommy just turned the light off really quick and pulled the covers up as fast as she could and told him to just go to the bathroom real quick. Got dressed in like 3.5 seconds. yeah. So, but I that could even happen like when my husband and I are actually having sex in, after they go to bed, which is, few and far between, but it could happen. So, having kids is like the best worst thing of my life. Okay, next one. Do you kick or snap? Yes. But that goes back to safety, where I really don't give it out very often. Like, I'm not going to give it out to somebody that I just started talking to. It takes a really high level of trust, for me to feel comfortable giving that out now. I used to give it out much more freely, but now I don't feel comfortable with that. Let's see, what's the craziest thing you'd be willing to try? Up until, relatively recently, I didn't know what it meant, to be submissive. And working with a very experienced dom has been really amazing for me, because it really kind of opened up my world. In which, if you heard my audio, my first audio about an experience that I had with him, so he wanted me to play with another sub, another girl, and so I had cyber sex with another woman. Sexually, I'm not actually attracted to women, but I'm very attracted to pleasing my dom, so that is something that I never in a million years thought I would do, which is crazy. And then I actually did it a second time, but I didn't record that one. It was pretty comparable, except I was a little bit more assertive because that was what he wanted me to be. So, but that's done. I'm not doing that with him again. We actually decided that it was best to go our separate ways with my husband coming home. So it just made more sense. That does not mean I'm out here looking for a dom right now. I just, you know, just rambling on. Okay, so the craziest thing that I would be willing to try, I don't know. I would say that that's been the craziest up to this point. But it's something that I never thought I would do, and it was not as scary as I imagined it being. So I'm not gonna say what the craziest thing I'd be willing to try is, because I don't know what that is yet. It could be something that I don't know. I just don't know. I'm willing to put myself out there. I'm willing to try different things. I'm really excited about learning more about what my sexuality is. You know, I've always kind of leaned towards having that, you know, submissive characteristics in the bedroom, but my image of what it was so skewed by, you know, movies like, you know, The Secretary and 50 Shades of Grey. So I always felt like there was something wrong with me. I felt weird. But being able to, you know, open up and see this new world has been really just liberating. So craziest thing, I don't know, try me. Okay, last question. What's something you haven't tried but find yourself fantasizing about? Could be something simple and grounded like having a garden, or something silly and improbable like pulling off an Ocean's 11. I love this question. If you were the person who actually asked this question, reach out to me, let me know, because I kind of want to know that, because I really like this question a lot. So something that's simple is running a marathon. I do a lot of running. I'm not very fast, but it's something that I just enjoy, and it's a great way to just kind of let my mind wander. You know, I just like to, you know, either like listen to nature or listen to music or, you know, listen to like Gone Wild audio, and just kind of get into my own little zone. And I do like 5Ks and 10Ks like without a hitch. And then I do, you know, at least like several half marathons every year. And the farthest I've ever run is about 19 miles. Which I did that with a few friends. We went from one town to the next, and that was a lot of fun. But I really want to do a full marathon. My fear has kind of been holding me back. And it's something that I could do it. But I haven't yet. And I really need to take the leap on that and just do it. Even if I'm not breaking any records, you know, if I might break the record for the slowest, but, you know, I want to make sure I just put myself out there and do it at least once. That would be really cool. But my improbable thing would be going into space. I know that's a possibility, like, in our future. And, you know, it very well could be in our lifetime that we can go into space, but I think that would be really cool. I really, really, really want to do that. But I'm gonna like dirty up this super wholesome question and talk about like what it would be like to have sex in zero G. Like, has anybody else thought of that? Is that just me? I kind of want to look into it and see what it would be, because I know they can't have like crumbly food and stuff, because in zero G, like, it just gets everywhere. So they have to have those, you know, special astronaut meals. But I would think that like you'd have to swallow, but if, when you're swallowing like in space, is zero G, like, would that affect it? I don't know if anybody knows the answer to that. That'd be really cool. Otherwise I think I'm gonna look into it, but But yeah, that was it. So thanks for bearing with me on that. It was really good to talk like this. So thanks for listening, and stay posted because there will be plenty more. Bye.